from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as he walk in the house, he's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the mat. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it's on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD, to the Odyssey app, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan, or twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. Welcome aboard, all you degenerates that are out there. Appreciate y'all. I was really excited for the return of Anthony Richardson, Indianapolis Colts quarterback. Last year, three injuries in four games, a season ender that kind of derailed everything for him. He played football with reckless abandon. And it was fun, but you also said you saw the flashes where you're going, God, he looks good. Mm-hmm. But then he can't do this, and he can't keep this up. And
he will die.
I was really excited to see Shane Steichen getting in his ear. And we know what Shane Steichen can do with quarterback seed Jalen Hurts. And kind of nurturing the quarterback, the role of a quarterback, the demeanor of a quarterback, you don't take every hit, that if you can avoid a contact, avoid it at all costs. That is not the case, apparently, through training camp. Yesterday, the Colts had a joint practice with the Cincinnati Bengals, and it went horrifically sideways for Anthony Richardson. So at one point during their scrimmage, he was so run happy and had such an aversion to throwing the football, Bengals defensive tackle B.J. Hill yelled, "Throw the ball, bro," to which cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt said, "Is that all he does, run?" This according to The Athletic. On the very next snap, Anthony Richardson threw the football for an interception. That, to me, is a massive red flag. It is a massive red flag. Bengals safety Geno Stone said at one point, he's just thrown to spots. He doesn't see his receivers. Year two, you're coming off an injury. You're tucking the ball. You're running. You're holding onto the ball. And they don't, quarterback isn't live. But by all accounts yesterday during their joint practice session, there were multiple instances where Anthony Richardson just held onto the ball for too long.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting pretty high on the Colts and saying that division's going to be pretty good. If this is the case, they're going to crater again.
It'll be problematic for them because they do have weapons. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt but about it. A.D. Mitchell, Michael Pittman, like they have given him weapons around him.
But if you don't have the quarterback that's going to make the play and he's going to be more Cam Newton than anything else, like if he's good value Cam Newton, it's not going to get it done.
No.
You've got to throw the ball because he will break down. Because even a guy like Cam, who did play physically and did run the ball, he did it at 6'6", 270. And as big as Richardson is,
254.
He's not 270, 275, and 6'6".
And when you have that history, like we know you get hit, you get hurt. Yeah. We saw it three times in four games.
With him especially, you've already seen it. Where Cam, didn't for the first, what, 5 years?
Yeah. It should be noted, though, in all of this, that apparently Steichen was not with the offense during this period. He was watching the defense go up against the Bengals' first-team offense. So you have to take that into consideration. But the fact of the matter is that Anthony Richardson's still playing like he's invincible, holding onto the ball for too long. That's going to be a problem in Indy. And now you're kind of noticing why they made the effort to go out and sign Joe Flacco this year. Joe Flacco is the backup quarterback in Indy. And comeback player of the year, Joe Flacco. That still bothers me.
I know it does.
To know. It just bugs the ever-living hell out of me. But when you have the tools around you that Anthony Richardson has, get the damn ball out. Get the ball to A.D. Mitchell. Get the ball to Micah Pittman. Get the ball to Jonathan Taylor. Like, that is the most important thing that you can do. And they also have Josh Downs at receiver, and apparently there's a bigger question as to what his long-term status is going to be. Jelani Woods, their tight end, has a toe injury that they are very concerned about. It doesn't look good for Indy right now. Like, those are the worst things that you could hear from camp right now, is that your quarterback, because these joint practices, they really are. They are just, actually, they're more important than preseason games to coaches. That's why you see these guys not playing in the preseason. The joint practices, it's a controlled environment, so you're not exposing your quarterbacks to hits. You can tailor things to slow down. All right, we need to work on this. We need to push this. We want to have success in this. So you kind of have a little bit of communication and correlation where you can see kind of what guys are. If a controlled environment like this is you're seeing the worst of Anthony Richardson, that's
a problem.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
They were apparently really good in the two-minute session that they did, which is no surprise to me because that's where we saw him thrive the most in Indy last year.
Florida-Utah.
They just went, they marched right down the field in the NFL, too. Yeah, that Florida-Utah game is a great one. The week one opener when it was the same night that Oregon lost to Georgia, and it was Florida-Utah
Utah was up, and then Anthony Richardson in the red zone, two-minute drill,
yep.
Got loose.
Man.
Remember that throw? Spinning back through an absolute... That throw probably got him drafted where he was drafted.
Sheer arm strength
You just went, holy crap.
Yeah.
Because the ability to have that physicality to stop, plant, and rip that thing the way that he did. And that's you knew Richardson was going to be a project. Remember when we were talking about the draft 2 years
no
ago?
Doubt.
I was like, I don't know if I can see the Raiders taking him because it's just... They can't get to that level of needing that much of a project.
But remember, he threw the ball and it hit the ceiling in his pro day.
Yeah. Which it's very Jamarcus Russell throwing from his knee and throwing it 70 yards.
But he actually had the tools that when you saw it, it's like if he plays within the context of a game and learns when to figure out he can run or not. Obviously, if the Cincinnati Bengals are sitting there going, does all he do run? Mm. Is that all he does? Is that what he is? And you have a defensive tackle saying, throw the damn ball. Like, I'm not trying to sack you right now because I can't hit you.
I can't hit you.
So throw the ball, and he's not doing it. That right there,
that's
brutal. And if that's all it takes to get into his head, that's even more of a concern.
Uh-oh.
Is the chirping.
Still a kid, though. So
still young.
He is young because he was, he got drafted at 19.
No.
I think he was dumb young.
I think he was 20. I think he was 19 when he was playing.
At Florida
as a third year, because you have to be...
He just turned 22 in May.
Yeah, there's no way he was... Yeah, 22 in May?
Yeah, so he was drafted right after he turned 20.
No, it was right before he turned 21.
21
yeah, right before he turned 21, he was drafted.
Good
Lord. He was 20 going through the draft process. He's a young buck.
That's so
and there's
young.
Still a ton of time. I just hope that Shane Steichen can. It's like breaking a wild horse, right?
Yeah.
When you have a wild horse that can run, man, that's all it wants to do. And right now, that is Anthony Richardson. And I hope he doesn't get hurt, man, because he is an exciting player. And it's good to have a runner like him in the NFL, where he's a playmaker. When you see him and has the ability to lower his shoulder at times, you're like, goodness gracious, he'll mow you over. Lamar Jackson is I will make you miss. I will jump over you. I will be faster than you. Anthony Richardson is like that Cam Newton that you said, where Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're a safety. He'll lower that shoulder and go after you. But you have to know time and place. You can't do it again and again.
He's 7 months younger than Stroud and Williams.
7 months younger?
Than C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams.
And 2 years younger than Bo Nix, who's going to be a starter as a rookie.
He's a baby.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, a lot of time still left. Still left. A trade among TV networks. College football getting even more weird. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gosh, Wrestling Wednesday really makes me happy.
You do love it.
I love Wrestling Wednesday. All right, we had the first ever, actually, public trade in college football that we know of. How about this? It comes from the TV networks because they're the ones that really run college football, right? But yesterday we had the news Joel Klatt casually dropped on the herd that Oregon and Ohio State will be a 4:30 Pacific time kick on NBC. Primetime game, baby! Oregon, Ohio State. Duh, no-brainer. But we found out through the sleuthing of awful announcing that a trade was facilitated in order for this to happen.
It's straight up out of draft day.
Yeah. What happens, so the TV networks, they all get their first pick of weekends, right? This is why it was always like, you got the 10-day window. We're not quite sure when the game's going to be on. You have priority picks of weekends and then games that you can pick.
Mm-hmm.
So Fox has the first three picks of the Big Ten because that's what billions of dollars will do.
Yes, they're the primary provider of the Big Ten.
Okay. The first two picks that Fox chose were November 30th, so they could pick up Ohio State versus Michigan, and then September 7th, where they would get Michigan against Texas, which that game is just a ratings bonanza, and that's why they take that one, because you think of those brands, Michigan and Texas. People are going to watch. It doesn't matter. In that early in the year, both of them still going to be very highly ranked. I think by Fox, they know who butters their bread still, and it's Ohio State and it's Michigan. They use those on the first two picks. Apparently, they were torn on which week should be their third pick because they have October 12th, which we talked about, the importance of October 12th. And then they had November 2nd.
Which, looking at that slate, I think it has less to do with the Big Ten loving Michigan and Ohio State and more about them loving time zones.
They love the time zones.
They love their central and noon Eastern kickoff. Fox is not, without having the Pac-12, they just aren't interested in this time zone.
Yep. And then you think of November 2nd. So the October 12th would be you have Oregon and Ohio State. And then November 2nd, you've got two games that they were kind of torn on, which are Ohio State, Penn State, and then Oregon, Michigan.
Yeah.
Those two games, they were kind of bouncing back and forth on. That's where the trade comes in because they didn't know which one they wanted. NBC comes over the top and they offer up, hey, we'll trade you picks for, you know, one of our rights that we have that we can kind of commingle with.
Because they want that day because that October 12th weekend is insane.
Yep. And they already know they have Notre Dame still, mm-hmm. right? So they have Notre Dame Stanford as their 12:30 kick,
mm-hmm.
and then their 4:30 kick is going to now be Oregon Ohio State.
Not a bad little transition.
Nope. And it took the guesswork out of Fox on which one do we take, because then they just said, all right, we'll take that November 2nd week, and they now have the choice between Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon, Michigan, and it kind of made it easier on them. That, to me, is, I didn't even know these networks could trade these rights like that, but it makes complete sense, and it's going to be what we see a whole heck of a lot more.
I knew it existed, but I thought it was more in the like the lead up week. I didn't know it was this far out.
Yeah.
As far as like how that part of it worked. Because I'd heard of this, you know, cart swapping in the past.
Well, because we would have usually we would find out like which network was going to slot games in for time wise, and you weren't quite sure which network it was going to be on, whether it was going to be on Fox Sports or, you know, Pac-12 Network or ESPN for when we had Pac-12 games. Now, like the marquee games and the marquee weeks, though, these are months in advance that they're throwing down these drafts, apparently. How long is it until we get them televised? Like, they're going to televise the draft so then the like fans know. They know that they can make money off of that.
They probably could. I mean, they do a schedule release show, so why not?
They wouldn't make a killing off of it, but you could throw it on. Throw it on a network and people would watch that. People in the South would watch that. People in the Midwest would watch that. Just to find out where your teams are, because then it gives you the idea. Now that we kind of knew that, once you know that it's on NBC, the Oregon Ohio State game, you know what time it's going to be on.
Yeah, but see, they're not going to do it though, because it shows them devaluing a certain team.
Listen, you get those in the South, and it'll be presented by Waffle House and Piggly Wiggly.
Like they haven't done that with conference realignment. The networks have been devaluing teams left and right.
This is saying it in public.
Yeah, I know.
There's a difference where right now the Big Ten can say, oh, no, we welcome our new Pac-12 partners in Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA. When in reality, they don't.
But they're not drafting the games. They're drafting the weeks.
Oh, I know,
right?
but I'm saying.
Yeah.
In a sense, you're doing that, because they literally did that with this, saying, yeah, we don't really care about that time slot.
Yeah, 100%.
We don't care about, because at that point in time, our audience is out.
All you got to do is find your sponsor. That's all you got to do, because that's number one right
there.
I mean,
Waffle House has to be the sponsor here.
Sure. Or it could be Coca-Cola.
Mm.
We got Coca-Cola news.
We do.
Did you hear Lane Kiffin earlier this week? I think it was on Monday. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss head coach. We got coach wars over sponsors.
Does anybody drink Coke? You realize that 130% of your sugar for the entire day is in this one bottle.
You have to eat 15 oranges to get the sugar from Coke.
65 grams of sugar.
When was the last time you had a Coke?
A long time. I don't know. Chris Lowe drinks Coke, though. I do know that.
Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
That is true.
Openly mocking the sponsor of his press conference, Coke. Because, you know, he has the Nick Saban treatment. Where at the press conference, they just put a bottle of Coke up there.
Yeah.
And they say...
It's Dasani with the NBA. Nasty water.
It's right there. It's right there for you. And now he is sitting there saying, no, I'm not drinking Coke.
Hey, guys. Whoa, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
He's not having any Coke. Brian Kelly of LSU now. Ole Miss LSU, they got a little rivalry. They got a little rivalry going on. Brian Kelly, he's a man much smarter than Lane Kiffin.
Just a shout out to our sponsor, Coke. You know, smart water, great Coke product. Minerals, vitamins, it's just great for you. It's refreshing, healthy, and Coke provides you all the products that you need, depending on what you like. And I love smart water. You caught on.
I love that this is where our coaches' wars are going now. Recruiting, you're in the back seat. Now I know where my roster is built, and it's through money. And now I'm going to butter up Coke so they stay on board and give me money.
Happy Gilmore.
I love the
a sweet, juicy, delicious, cold cut combo.
Yeah, Wayne's World 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that what we have here is Lane Kiffin sees the void. He wants to be the next Mike Leach. Because that is something Mike Leach would have done. He would have been like, oh man, you guys drink Coke. I love Coca-Cola. He would have gone the other way, because I feel like the two things that Mike Leach that made him run was chewing tobacco and soda. That was what fueled Mike Leach.
I mean,
yeah, I think it's out there.
It's 20 years of my life. That was my lifeblood.
Yeah.
Was. Yeah.
And Mike Leach, big military. He's a big military guy.
Look, not the best kept secret, but if you work in a certain vein in the military, that is what we run on. So, can't really. Do you think we're going to come full circle and allow tobacco and alcohol advertisements in college sports?
Nope. Mm-mm.
I think the money is going to be too overwhelming.
Mm-mm.
I think that the alcohol money.
Well, alcohol is already in. Like, you have like Coors Light and Bud Light are official beer sponsors of certain schools, but tobacco, no. Now maybe the nicotine, like if you're
Zin,
yeah. Like, it will be the college football playoff presented by Zin, because that's
a bowl game. That every team's going to want to go to.
The Zin Bowl. Coaches and players
are
like,
do I get a month's supply?
There are no opt-outs in that game. There's no opt-outs. No. You're going to see a coach hang around because they got a bid to the Zin Bowl.
I got a case of Zins out of this.
And they're just going to be like, yeah, well, it doesn't have the tobacco in it, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to play in that. No, I don't. You're not going to see.
Didn't there really be a real shortage?
Because, like, with tobacco, you have, you know, the law, advertising laws prohibit them from even advertising anymore. Like, back in the day, you know, Al Unser Jr. in the Marlboro, you know, Indy car.
It's a good looking car.
It was a great looking car. Great, the red and the white. Right? Those days are long gone.
Cowards.
We're not going to see that anymore.
All right, coming up next to the worst day on the web, what's the worst way to smuggle drugs across the border? But first, here's a big Kuna sponsored update.
Minerals, vitamins.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Have either of you ever crossed the Mexican border via car?
No.
Yes.
It's a, it's an experience.
By foot?
Yes.
Not by car.
Did you do the San Diego walk across?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's right. Juarez. That's right. That's a different one. That's a different one as well. But it's
things
an adventure.
I'd never do again for 5,000,
oh,
Alex.
Oh, yeah. Especially now. If you go through the standard border crossing in San Diego, you will see, number one, a bajillion cars. Number two, the Border Patrol consistently pulling somebody over and arresting somebody.
Yeah,
I have crossed the Mexican border more times than I could count as a kid, and God knows how many times as an adult. And I swear to God, half the times I've gone through, I've seen somebody getting arrested.
Seems common.
And that just shows you just how often people are trying to get stuff across, but also how much gets across. My God. This is an interesting one. The California Border Patrol, or I should say the U.S. Border Patrol in California made a arrest as somebody was trying to smuggle a whole lot of drugs across.
Oh, no way.
Almost 5,000 pounds of meth.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you've ever actually seen meth, and it's like, you know, original state. Doesn't weigh a lot.
I bet they're sitting there like, oh, yeah, they're all messed up going, yeah, you can film more. They'll never see it.
That's kind of what they did. So they took one of those giant woodside trucks that you haul produce around in and filled it mostly with watermelons.
Okay.
Except for there were also 1,220 packages that were wrapped up and made to look like watermelon.
And they didn't do a very good job Like, no. That looks like a fake watermelon. That looks like a meth melon if mm-hmm. I've ever seen one before.
I'm surprised they didn't cut open the melons, carve them out, and just stuff them full of drugs and stitch them back together.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Like, clearly, this is the lazy drug dealer because
yeah.
the drugs that are coming out of South America, the stuff, they build whole submarines to get their drugs out. So much so that their drugs are leaking into the water because they've sunk submarines.
Now, here's my question.
Full of drugs.
Is it really cheaper for them to make meth in Mexico than, because that was the whole thing about meth, that my understanding of meth was that it's cheap to make anywhere.
Yes. And in fact,
did you need to smuggle it across?
I mean, you have your, I mean, they have like whole facilities where they do everything.
Yeah.
Whether it's
a meth factory
cutting, well, I mean, not just meth factory, but like cutting pills and growing weed and cutting up, which we don't even really worry about as much here.
Yikes.
But coke too. Like the things that they have whole factories. You know, what's crazy is, you know where that money gets laundered? It's actually very believable, but it's like most people do not know this.
Charity.
It's the tourist traps, the all the hotels we all stay at. The drug lords own all those hotels.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. That's why they're so safe.
Look at that.
That's where they have their money laundered. They have the army watching it.
Huh.
Yeah, if you go through, it's like all those big hotels are owned by shell corporations.
That's very believable.
Anything that's not like named Hilton or Sheraton, like all the other ones that are down there, you're like, oh, it's a really nice hotel. It's like, yeah, it is. It's because they're running a lot of drug money through it.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Is that common knowledge?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, they own like all of the hotels, all of the big hotels.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like the trip to Mexico that I just booked?
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you use your Sheraton miles there?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, if you're at one of those big resorts, you're like, oh, this looks really nice, but I don't recognize the name of it. And you're like, and you start like, who owns this? And you start kind of rolling it back. You're like, oh.
I would like to just not roll that back.
Nope. It's so much better when you just don't know. Just pretend. La, 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 la. But this haul... A 29-year-old man driving a truck pulled up the border and he asked what he was hauling. He said watermelons. They sent him over for the secondary inspection. And they found these fake watermelons. There's 1,220 packages that contained 4,587 pounds of meth, which is a street value of $5 million.
I wonder at what point those guys were sitting there like, you know what? I think we're good. I don't think we're going to get caught. And then when that turned... At what point did it turn to, yeah, we're probably pretty screwed here? Do you think it was right when they said, okay, yeah, we're going to take you to secondary? Or do you think that they were still under the impression, we got this? This is going to be no problem. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing about this is when you see the picture, you're kind of like, what were they thinking?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just so much.
And it's so bad.
Yeah. But I guess also, if you're hauling $5 million worth of meth, like the audacity level's pretty high.
Yeah, that is true.
And the chances are they've probably gotten through with it before.
If they're, yeah.
If I told you that a pound of meth was worth $1,010, would you believe that? Feels like a
pound. I have zero frame of reference. I'm not up on my pricing.
Wait, just without truly knowing. Let's see.
Like how much... Now you're reaching for things. He's reaching for stuff. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't know how much meth people do.
I mean, just grab that Clorox container. That's probably about a half pound.
I don't know. You sure?
Think about like a pound of lunch meat feels like.
Yeah.
Okay, just imagine that much meth right there.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think that that's more than $1,000 worth of meth?
No.
No?
No. I think of like of everything that I've
you use
know
so
about
little.
Meth is like it, I don't know that.
Oh.
I don't know. I just know it's cheap and it's wildly addictive and it's made of like household chemicals.
Yeah.
Which is not.
It's glass.
Yeah, it makes your face look like poo.
Well, it's because you get the pickings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no good.
That is a drug I know nothing about. I truly. Nope. I don't know anything about meth, but I do know the watermelon packaging you got to up your game in that. Like you said, like, hollow out the watermelons.
Do something here.
And then...
That's an insult to my intelligence.
Yeah. Which leads you to believe, like, they believe border security is that dumb and easy to get past.
When the volume's that high.
Yeah.
That's the issue. So many people coming through. That you're literally just playing a percentage game.
That looks like a meth melon if mm-hmm. I've ever seen one before. It does. It does. Mm. It looked like they went to the fabric store and they didn't even go for like the expensive fabric that maybe looks like a watermelon.
For a split second, I thought you may have said meth melon previously, and I was like, oh my God, did I miss that?
No, that was a quick turnaround by Jeff Rest.
Very quick.
That's a very quick turnaround there.
I'm a radio professional.
Well, that's right.
Like, if you were going to disguise drugs to sneak them across the border, how would you do it?
I am astonished when you see those videos of, like, the truck that is completely hollowed out and how good of a job.
Every single spot.
Yeah. And they, like, the wood planks on top are even hollowed out, and they find, like, that is probably the way that I would go. I mean, I don't know. I'd be a horrible drug dealer.
What's that?
Or a drug runner. I'd be a terrible mule.
Ah.
No.
Anything fits if you try hard enough.
Oh, boy.
There's that really stinky Asian fruit. What is that stuff called?
No idea. That's what you're going with? Something that's very potent smelling?
Really need to make sure I put the durian.
Okay. Yeah, I know of that. I know it, like, you cut it open and it smells like...
horrendous.
Ugh.
But, I mean...
people say it tastes delicious. I haven't gotten to that
point
yet.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But you let a couple crates of those go bad in the back of a delivery truck.
And that's what you're going with.
Just saying, you know, might cover up this... Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think of... what's that stupid movie? Lord of War. Nick Cage? Yeah, it's based on a true story.
That is a bad movie. And a true story that were like, bad movie, and they're like, you know what?
That was the gunrunner they gave up in the prisoner swap, too.
Yeah, let's get him to play John Madden.
Yeah.
This will go better.
Sure.
He's believable as anybody but Nick Cage.
No, he's not. I think that was it. They used 2-week-old potatoes that had rotted out at sea.
You ever had rotten potatoes, like, in your pantry, though?
Oh, yeah. It's
We didn't know what... We had a smell in our house in college, and we didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Sack of potatoes.
Well, I mean, they sack ferment. Potatoes. Think about what they turn into. Alcohol.
Yeah. It was a rancid smell. Just
And they
turn awful.
To goo.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And black and just gnarly, dude. Oh, man. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd have to do something to cover up the smell. I think that's probably the way I'd go. Then,
hollow out some candles, melt the tops back on. Classic and foolproof. That,
there you go.
That's that Vancouver one. Ford text line text coming through. That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually brilliant.
Children, using children as drug mules. I'd probably go that far. Look, I'm a drug runner. I'm a cartelsman. I have no morals.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. My dad's players when they were in college, like, I'd stay with them on the weekends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were, like, living in the dorms, they would just load me up, young Dusty, load my little Mickey Mouse backpack with beer, and they'd have me walk right in the dorm. Because
they're not going to check your bag.
No, the RA's not checking the 5-year-old rolling through. There's no way that kid
clink,
has
clink, a clink, clink, 18-pack clink,
clink. Loaded in. I was like, I'd be walking, like, leaning backwards. I vividly remember being like, guys, this is too heavy for me. They're like, you got this. I got it.
I think I smell a new children's book, just Dusty, the 5-year-old booze mule.
Yeah. So, you're not wrong with the kids. Like, I did that.
Yeah.
I did that for college kids when I was a child.
I definitely do that. Like, I'm trying to think of anything. How else could I exploit the practice here?
I've seen, it's really weird when you see children's toys, like teddy bears just loaded.
That's
loaded
one.
With bags of meth and
coke. The one that I really like is when they basically, like, paper mache stuff out of drugs, but it's actually like they use the drugs themselves as, like, part of the ingredient.
Yeah.
And then they deliver it to a location and they rinse it and get the drugs back out of it. That one's pretty crazy.
That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
Like,
they use, like, an actual chemical procedure. Like, they bake it into something.
Like,
and they use
stop making meth and make, like, a cure for cancer. Yeah. God.
They gotta get more money in it.
Goodness.
Those grants take years to get. Cooking up a batch takes 25 minutes. Yeesh. Oh, you know what? Speaking of meth, that's probably what
transition.
It's, and you like that? It's probably what it takes to think as a flag football quarterback that you're better than Patrick Mahomes. Danny and Dusty, Tony the Fan. Athletes from non-traditional sports to shut up. I think that's the level that we've reached. Whether it's Noah Lyles in track and field or a quarterback of a flag football league.
This may be one of the dumbest takes I've ever heard.
It continues to go on, too, just for some unbelievable reason.
This is dumber than Tyreek Hill thinking he could beat Noah Lyles in a race.
There's a world that exists where Tyreek Hill probably could have.
Yeah, it's the one where Noah Lyles gets injured, but Noah Lyles would absolutely pump Tyreek Hill in a race.
And it
would not be close. It would not, everybody would be like, oh, that's bad. Mm. We saw like the DK Metcalf when he ran the 100. Mm. That wasn't against the world's fastest man.
No.
And he ran really well. But he would get smoked by an Olympic sprinter, like a Olympic sprinter in the finals. This is even more dumb that this man actually believes this.
Quarterback Daryl Doucette, this is from TMZ Sports, had this to say about, just listen.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
So the guy that has to make reads against the biggest humans on the planet in split seconds or die has got a worse IQ than the guy that's playing out and can't be touched.
Sure, Jan.
One of the things that makes
sure
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, so impressive is how smart they are.
And their ability to
say that process. Your football IQ is better than Patrick Mahomes. Now, he says at flag football.
I don't care.
Like, these guys have never run Skelly. They don't do 7-on-7.
Your sport is what they do in their off time.
Yeah. You know what? If anything else, if where he may be correct is that he can throw a ball without worrying about his receiver dying. But you know what Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow will do? They'll thread that needle. You think that they don't see tight windows in the NFL? They will put it on a receiver far better than a flag football quarterback will. And also, Daryl Doucette is 5'7".
Mm.
This is like the most little man syndrome mm-hmm. thing I have ever seen. Because the only way that, and I am not saying that Daryl Doucette is not a capable and really good quarterback, but he is saying this is where I thrive because I don't have to worry about standing behind an offensive line and not being able to see over the O-line. And I bet he can process very well. But you can't do it better than these guys. You're not. It would take Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, a month to figure this out. And your arm is not stronger than those guys' arm. You are not more accurate than those guys are. Your football IQ is not higher than those guys. And that is not taking away how good of a flag football quarterback he is. But you're not those guys. You're talking about the top 1% of the 1%.
I understand the differentiation between football and flag football. The flag football folks out here pretending that they somehow are going to be better flag football players than the actual football players. That one of them was like, said something, I think it was about Jamar Chase. Like, oh, he's Jamar Chase, think he's going to show up, just be better than me. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
The thing that you guys do is the thing that they do in their downtime.
It's an all-time take by this guy because he does feel threatened because you have guys like Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes saying, if I could go win a gold medal, I would love to go and win the gold medal.
They could show up in L.A. and they would run away with it.
Yeah.
They run away with would. It.
They absolutely 100%
put Joe would. Burrow and Jamar Chase and just watch. Good luck.
See everything that you have built and just watch it crumble really quickly. I mean, there is a difference in flag pulling and evading in flag football, mm-hmm. it is different than in the NFL.
Sure.
I'm taking those guys 10 times out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I could go with an all-rookie team.
Golly.
Give me Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, A.D. Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a running back that we just had taken? Early running back.
Boy, I can't even remember. The Texas kid was first running back off the board,
and
right?
he's a every down back too. So him,
Bijan Robinson.
I'm saying just from this class. I mean, you can be Bijan in the open field. Good. You imagine Bijan Robinson in flag football?
Well, I mean, ugh. I would. You just take one of the best receive third down backs in the NFL and just say. Yeah. Done.
Yeah, you give me a receiving back. Good luck.
Give me Jahmyr Gibbs, and yeah. I'm winning a gold medal.
Yeah. Good luck. Like everyone's like, oh, well, there's no, you know, you don't have to worry about getting hit. I'm like, yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to 4-4 you into the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop on a dime and just make you look silly.
Even the guys like, you know, Trey Benson, the Texas running back, or Blake Corum, the Michigan running back. Put him either one. Not the guys that you would traditionally say, these are the receiving running
backs. Put A.D. Mitchell on a slant on one side, Roma Dunze on a post on the other, and go, have fun.
No, you just send Christian McCaffrey as your running back. You can line him up at receiver. This would be unfair.
Yeah.
It will be unfair.
Like you're
even if we sent Darnell Doucette. But if we can, we're going to send Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow.
It would be hilarious. It would just be Patrick Mahomes behind the back. Think about the passes that Patrick Mahomes would pull out of his backside.
Unbelievable.
Have you seen the clip that's been floating around of Dan Marino?
No.
Because of the Mahomes behind the back pass, there's a clip of Marino before a game throwing a spinning backhand, like a reverse kind of discus.
Oh, nice.
Throwing it backwards without looking on a dime, like 35 yards downfield to a guy waiting in the end zone who doesn't move.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Can you do that?
So, yeah, these guys are freaks.
But he is the best flag football quarterback. He is. He's just waiting for a shot. We're all going to see when he's backing up Patrick Mahomes in the Olympics.
I would love it if he's out there bringing him his water.
That would be so brutal.
Here you go, Mr. Mahomes. Sorry.
And, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he tweeted out a 50 Cent gift. GIF as in response to this, and that's more of a response than I thought he needed to give, but it reinforced it all. It just kind of body bagged him, just like me you're talking,
yeah, you're talking about me.
How did I get drug into this, man?
I
I'm better than you.
I love the audacity to lie so egregiously about having a higher IQ than him.
Oh my gosh.
But lie better, dude.
Yeah. Hey, you know, they may have to pick up blitzes, but I do everything else.
Yeah,
so.
No big deal.
Whatever.
It's whatever. All right, coming up in hour number three, we are on to round two of our College Football Rivalry Trophy series. Most of the teams that made it through, I would say, did so on their own accord. There were some tough seedings that eliminated maybe some title favorites, but we'll get to that and more here in hour number three on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.